The numbers told the story, they always do.
It's one of those idiots who believe in analytics.
This is a numbers game with Gil Alexander on VSiN.
Hour number three of a numbers game at VSiN, the Sports Betting Network, VSiN.com, Game Plus. Let's see, there's iHeartRadio, there's YouTube TV, there's Sirius XM Channel 158. I could go on.
Good job.
I choose to end there.
Dustin kept leaving out Game Plus. I had to make sure we got Game Plus in it.
Is that the anti-Canadian stuff? Is that what he was getting
hit with? That was it. Literally, that was it.
And then people said that.
That was literally.
The man loves Canada, for God's sakes. I'm a Shpucha Dustin Tweedleson, who is on every night cashing out.
Yes.
Here at the network. Did a great job here filling in last week and part of the week before. We get tweets of beating the book. Dr. Actor KJ. Oh, he's the biology nerd.
Mm.
I think he's the biology nerd. He says, oh, sweet, innocent Kelly. Living in the desert and having to play golf for hours with a temp of 98% humidity with a heat index of 125 and profusely sweating, just standing still are not the same thing. Been in Memphis 16 years, still not used to it.
Yeah, but it's brutal. I mean, I've lived in South Florida for a while. Venezuela, those humid places.
I prefer humidity over this oven of Vegas because I grew up in it. I prefer the humidity.
I do not.
Mm.
However, I find people comical that have a strong opinion. Miserable.
Oh,
they're both miserable.
Yeah. David Chalifour, yo, I would do the club for 5K, but only the tip and no ball strike. Okay, I see what you did there. Thank you, David Chalifour. Best listeners of the game. Rich Sports 1981. Wishnev Wednesday. The worst segment of ANG always reminds me to take my trash out. Pause. Just kidding. Haters gonna hate on Todd. Keep crushing it, Todd. Boudin boy. I respect paying the bills, but that department of... We don't listen to the commercials.
Also, I don't know what that... Yeah. I saw your tweet.
We don't hear the programming
the commercials, depending on where you're listening.
Ace DeCardano. Which panelist was the motherless see you next Tuesday lying about and taking shots at Todd? Completely unacceptable. Todd is a nice, brilliant guy who is crushing and helping people. I'm telling you, from yesterday, from the segment I did yesterday on it till now, nothing but nonstop support for Toddy Wishnev. I don't even know if he went and listened to it. It is the great Todd Wishnev, the star of Wishnev Wednesdays in the flesh, courtesy of the Progressive Guest. Well, not in the flesh. That means he'd be here. But he's courtesy of the Progressive Guest Line from Pittsburgh, PA. Toddy, good morning. How you doing, man?
How you doing, Gilly? What's going on? By the way, I would say there's a fundamental misunderstanding in this whole discussion of whether you can get the number or not.
Please.
If you understand how in-game markets work, it is not like a pre-game market where, you know, the game can be plus five and then all the sharps come in on a side and Dr. Bob releases and now it's plus three. My friends, if you watch the in-game markets, they are based on the closing number and the algorithm. There is not that much difference between all the different books' in-game numbers out there. So for those who say that you only get a small percentage, it's just factually incorrect.
Yes, it is.
Now, I can't look at that many books myself. I only have like three or four books that I can still do this with. And those books are not that different. Once in a while, yeah. Okay, I do a lot of first half with like 8 minutes left in the first half, 12 minutes left in the first half college basketball betting. You might see 72.5 at one book, 72.5 at another book, minus 114, minus 121, 72.5, minus 108 somewhere else, maybe 71.5, minus 130 somewhere else. But that's pretty close to 72.5 because you're paying more VIG, right? So that's almost all of them are going to be running the same numbers. Now, what people are saying is, very often, it takes me time to make the bet, decide I want to make the bet at the commercial. Remember, there's only 2 minutes. And a lot of times, you're 30 seconds behind because of the TV delay already. So maybe there's only a minute and a half. Now you've got to decide what to do. I've got to go make the bet. It may be at a kiosk. You know, if I'm sitting at Rivers, that takes time. I got to come back, post the bet. Now, sometimes the game has just started or has gone 30 seconds by the time I get my post in. So let's say I say over 71.5 first half with 8 minutes to go, and the first possession is empty. Guess what? You're going to get better than 71.5.
That's right.
If they hit a three in the first 10 seconds, you're going to get worse. That's how in-game markets work. So people like Chance Copperpot, who gets a huge percentage of my plays, sometimes at better numbers than me, is just watching the market. So if he sees it come over his transom that I'm playing over 20, 71 and a half first half, and it bumps to 73 and a half because they just hit a three to start the possession, he waits. And sometimes it gets away from him. He can't do that bet. Sometimes it comes back. He might get 70 and a half because they might have a minute that there was empty from the 6 minute mark to the 5 minute mark. All of a sudden he's got a better number than me. And he oftentimes wins and I lose and I get angry and start cursing him out that he's getting a better number than me. So this whole nonsense that you can only get 5 to 10% of the plays is just ridiculous. If you would like to continue to believe it, believe it. But you show your fundamental lack of understanding of the in-game markets if that is your position.
Well, well done. First of all, well done. Well done, Todd. I think you are actually diagnosing the nicest part of that, which is fundamental lack of understanding. I think worse than that, it's just, what did you say on one of the very first Wishnev Wednesdays back in the day at the South Point? Human beings, worst invention ever, unquote. Which I think
I can't stand human beings.
Yeah, a lot of people.
And I can't wait till AI wipes out all of humanity.
Okay.
A good day.
Okay. Now we're really getting to the crux of things with Todd. But I'm just saying, people suffer in the gambling community, maybe more exaggerated than others. They just suffer from this. If they didn't get in on it, let me figure out a way to make myself feel better about this. So they take shots. It's just ridiculous.
Anyway. And the guy at the bet bash saying, "Oh, that guy can't possibly win." You see how fat he is?
Exactly. Yeah.
By the way, fatness does not stop you from being good at sports gambling.
That's right.
Now, it may stop you from hitting every tennis shot that you want to hit because you're too fat to get to the ball. But it doesn't necessarily stop what is essentially a sit-in-your-chair activity.
Well said again. Yeah. Please, Todd, go back and listen to my rant yesterday. Okay.
I did. I listened to it, and I thank you very much for ranting for me. I appreciate it.
I hadn't even known that you'd listen to it. All right. WNBA. You had an interesting point in a little group chat this morning, which is the interesting difference between pre-flop first half numbers, totals, that is, and second half totals. What do you mean?
In college basketball, it's fundamental where you get half the number -4, half the number +4 in the first and second halves. In the NBA, you get different situations, first half, second half. So you might have a 200 total. It's not 100 first half, 100 second half. It's all based on how the teams have played first half, second half. Now, the WNBA used to be even. So if you had a 180 total, it'd be 90 first half, 90 second half, because there weren't that many opportunities at the end where there were going to be fouls because of the 24 second clock, et cetera, et cetera. However, I've noticed this year it's reverted to an NBA style where you will not see on a 180 a 90 first half and a 90 second half. You might once in a while see it, but very often you're seeing 87 first half, 93 second half, or vice versa. You might see 95 first half, 85 second half. And I assume what's happening there is people are tracking these teams to see how they do in the first half versus the second half. And that's why you're seeing these other numbers. Now, you can use, because it doesn't used to be like that. Like, I've been betting WNBA for a number of years, even before Caitlin Clark came into the league. You know, there was a league even before Caitlin Clark got in the WNBA. Get out of here. No one would believe it. But there actually was a league. And I used to bet it. And it was 90 in the first half, 90 in the second half on a 180. It is no longer that way. And this can be something you can theoretically work in your favor for in-game. And here's what I mean. Let's say you're watching a game and it's halftime and it was I'll give you an example. Last night, Sparks Mercury, very high-paced game, 47 first half possessions is a lot of possessions in a WNBA game, which typically might have 42 possessions, 41 possessions, 43 possessions. 47's a lot in a WNBA game. The first half of this game is 47-44. They didn't shoot that well, so they only got to 91. Now, the way they had run this game was the first half was supposed to be higher. The second half was supposed to be lower. I might be off on that, and I'm saying the opposite, but I'm pretty sure I'm correct on this. The point that I want to make is you can now take that third quarter number, because you're going to get a third quarter is going to be about half of that second half number, and you can play that number based on the fact you're maybe even in the first half, right? Based on the fact, scratch that, I'm sorry. If you're going for a full game bet in the second quarter of a game, and you know that that second half is going to be a lower scoring second half based on the market, you might get a better number because you're going to get a higher paced game still in the second half. I don't know if what I'm saying is making sense.
No, it does. Okay.
But the point is, and it doesn't really matter the exact examples because I didn't do a good job with that example. But the point is, like last night, third quarter, I wanted to play over in that Mercury game because just in case the game got out of hand or got too tight in the fourth quarter, I didn't want to put myself in a position where the fourth quarter could whack my bet. And that's what's nice about WNBA and quarter betting is that the third quarter is likely to play very similar to the first half, whereas the fourth quarter, anything can happen. You know, you might have a blowout. You might have a close game that can, you know, lower scoring and stuff like that. So I guess my point is, other than my horrible examples, which I did a terrible job on, the point is know what the second half line is going to be at halftime. Because if you know that, you can play that in your favor. Does that make any sense?
There it is. Yes, it does. Todd, Olivia Miles is plus 550 to win MVP. Is there any chance she could win it over Asia Wilson? Any chance?
You know what? She's so exciting to watch. Unbelievable player. I mean, she might deserve it. I don't know how these voters go. I mean, Asia Wilson is really amazing.
Yeah, she's minus.
So she's very, very difficult to stop.
Todd wants
a lot of fun.
Todd wants AI to wipe out humanity. That's my takeaway. Thank you, Todd. Appreciate it. Wishnev Wednesdays. Toddy Wishnev, everybody. Coming back on A Numbers Game. You're here because you want an edge. That's what separates listeners from winners. But let's be real, mindset alone doesn't get bets home. Pros win because they've got the tools, the data, and the discipline. And now so can you. Visa Pro gives you access to the same real-time insights the sharps use. No secrets, no fluff, just actionable info that moves markets. Tap the link and see why serious bettors are turning knowledge into profit with Visa Pro.
A Numbers Game on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Football is back. Did you think that was a long off season, a short off season, or just the right off season? Just the right amount of time.
They're all too long.
Yeah. Some of the best betting opportunities of the year start with the NFL preseason. Of course, you could sign up for VSiN Pro today, get both our NFL and college football betting guides, packed with team previews, power ratings, proven betting systems, best bets from VSiN's sharpest minds to help you bet football smarter. All season long. You also get daily best bets, real-time betting splits, AI-powered prop projections, including our new MLB player props and totals picks, plus 24/7 video on the VSiN Watch app. Start today for just $9.99. Get a full year, perhaps, if you'd like to do it that way, and save 50% with a VSiN Pro annual subscription. Head to VSiN.com/subscribe now. That's VSIN.com/subscribe. Todd, wishing that AI wiped out humanity, I got, and also that there apparently Kelly was a WNBA prior to Caitlin Clark.
Alleged.
All the other stuff was filler.
Allegedly.
Allegedly.
Maybe.
Todd's a big DeJounay Carrington guy. He's pro DeJounay.
Me too. Maybe one of these days he can just spend two segments explaining all of the controversies that have occurred in the WNBA over the past two seasons to me.
Oh, Todd has his own unique bent on it.
I mean, like, dude, this is, I'm not, I mean, I know a lot of this, some of it's serious, some of it not, some of it very silly. I can't keep up with it. I legitimately just can't keep up with every issue that continues to go on.
It's unbelievable.
WNBA.
It's unbelievable. The latest one, by the way, is that the Indiana Fever head coach,
right,
Stephanie White,
saw she spoke before the game yesterday.
She finally lost it on people, right? Because she actually said, I think after the DeJounay Sophie Cunningham thing where DeJounay clocked her, Stephanie White, coach of the Fever, actually said something like calming. And sort of said, I don't think that's in DeJounay's character or whatever, because I guess she coached DeJounay at some point before. Yeah. And fans just ripped her.
Mm-hmm.
So finally she got up and she's like, we got to stop with this. Like, enough. of this, and good for her for doing that.
No, no, she should. But yeah. But I also understand the fans and team kind of feeling a way about it, right?
I understand their side of it as well.
She took a swipe at her head midair. Like,
but I don't think you should go after your own coach for having calming words or intended to be calming.
I do think that there's the one I've never understood.
Like somehow that equates with her not being on your side of this.
Yeah. I get it. But like even just listening to her comments, they felt a little forced from that end. Right. Like she's like, do I really have to get up here and say that I defend my team and like and I have my team's back? Like,
I will tell you this. It is amazing to me that this league, which has, and let's say it, it's because Caitlin Clark was the driving force of all this, has more attention than it ever has had before, ever in life, that they can't get out of their own way.
I know.
They cannot get out of their own way. The off-the-court stuff or antics on the court, whatever you want to call them, overshadow the games themselves.
It's wild.
And it is this, both sides are entrenched in their viewpoints on this. They are absolutely resolute in how they see this, and it's just amazing to watch. And my joke the other day,
it's amazing to watch it continuously get in their own
incredible
way, right?
It's incredible.
It's with Caitlin Clark, like this is, you can't say this very often about many other sports, right? But like, are we sure they're ever going to have more talent in the league than they do right now?
It's a fun league to watch.
You know
watch,
what I mean?
Man.
Like, it's the golden age. And yeah, like, the fact that you're...
Olivia Miles is so good, man.
She's so good.
Yeah. It's...
The Caitlin Clark one I still don't get, though, of, like, the...
Fever scoring 100 points a game.
100 points a game. What is it? 12 games or something? WNBA record. That's fun as hell to watch. We brought this up when she first came in the league. But, like, okay, we know how this would have been worked out in the 80s in the NBA.
Oh, yeah.
Even in today's NBA, this stuff gets worked out. Like, I can't believe Caitlin Clark takes, like, any excessive contact whatsoever, and there's not someone's job on that team to settle it on the court.
22-10 for Clark yesterday. Kelsey Mitchell with 28. Fever top 100 points again. Beat the Liberty 106-92. Yeah, going to be fun in the playoffs, too.
I mean, what does Kelsey Mitchell do? It's like 20-plus points per game for like 20 straight games. Something ridiculous. Absolutely making that up, but it's been a lot.
We could go on, but we don't want to turn it into complete sports talk.
Now I'm counting this.
We can.
Hold on. This is a lot of straight games of over 20 points for Kelsey Mitchell. This is incredible.
Yeah, she's great.
It's like 20 games.
Yeah.
It's like 20 games.
Earlier on the show, we started the show. We didn't start it, but like first segment of the show, we started talking about these win total match bets that are available at DraftKings. And essentially it's just a different way that you can bet into season win total markets, but not in the traditional sense of over 9.5, under 9.5, whatever. Not alternate season win totals on a team, but team versus team, in other words. And for those who missed it, we'll get to yours here afterwards, Kelly, but I just want to repeat, there's a few ways you can attack this. A team that you have higher than the market, sort of flesh them out against a few teams, pick on a team that you have lower in the market, or cherry pick just a specific matchup. I've done all three of those.
And look, can I add, I think that's the most important part of the conversation, right? How to use a market like this. I think you identified a bunch of them. I think just the combination of the couple, right? Hey, maybe there's that team that you don't want to go betting over win total on, but you lean that way and you combine a team with a lean to the under that, okay, maybe this is where that you can see a little value.
Yeah. In other words, would I rather bet the Falcons over, or would I rather take a shot on them, against another team and get more bang for my buck? My answer would be this: Falcons plus 140 versus the Giants, Falcons plus 160 versus the Saints in their own division, Falcons plus 170 versus the Bucks in their own division. The reason I didn't have the Panthers in there is because it was only like plus 115, so I chose the longer shots. And then Falcons plus 190 over the Steelers. Again, I'm higher on the Falcons than the market is, and I like the bang for your buck. All you have to do is have more wins than the team you're playing against at the end of the regular season, and that's how this works. And again, as Kelly pointed out earlier, you can also get a push on these.
And this is like, okay, so what's the... Like what Gil would be doing here is he's playing an alt over on the Falcons, but he doesn't need that alt over on the Falcons to hit to possibly win some or all of these bets, because all the Falcons have to do is have more wins than these other
teams.
And
alt overs ain't what they used to be. When Drew first came on the show and, properly identified the difference in pricing between your standard season win total and your alts, the alt pricing was way out of whack. It was awesome for the bettors. Well, they've ratcheted that back. So then we look for something else to, or some other way to exploit. So we choose this one. Colts, by the way, I have plus 140 over the Steelers. Seahawks plus 175 over the Rams, because I do think the Seahawks, like my biggest, one of my macro statements in this offseason. And by the way, let me be clear also. These are just, we were tasked with glancing at these yesterday and coming up with our best ones. These are my best ones. I have not bet any of these yet. These are the best ones that I've come up with. Seahawks plus 175 versus the Rams. I get all the Rams love, but the Seahawks, I really believe, like, if ever a Super Bowl champion was underrated heading into a subsequent season, it feels like the Seahawks kind of are. Mm-hmm. And I got them plus 175 versus the Rams because I absolutely don't think that's outlandish that they finish the regular season over the Rams. I don't.
Yeah, I mean, you're lining up
and injuries.
Two teams with similar win totals.
Injuries,
right?
Like, mean so much here, too, right? You have a bunch as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm actually heading to a DraftKings state this weekend. I will be betting, I think, every single one of these. This is, I mean it, Gil. I think the options this gives you, this is one of my favorite, if not my favorite, markets that I've seen pop up out of nowhere here in the past couple years. I really just really wish I had these before regular season win totals came out, because I think that's how you're divvying up that pie changes a little bit. And I do think that's a fair question, right? How much should you be betting on these versus a team's win total?
100%.
That's something you got to figure out for yourself. And I'm going to be figuring it out a little bit this weekend. But there's too much value in some of these, I think, to turn away from it. So I think these are going to be actually a fair amount of bets into this market for me, Gil.
I like your last one.
Yeah, yep. Fair amount of bets into this for me, but they're probably going to be smaller because I've already bet these win totals with a lot of these teams. The first one, this is the other one, though. I was surprised that this was going to be something where it offered some value in this market. Where there's divisions, where you only think there's two teams really in a fight for it, go compare division prices. So I already laid minus 125 with the Bills to win the AFC East. You can isolate Bills over Patriots.
Coin flip.
At minus 110. You're getting a better number than the division odds.
Yes.
Even the better number at DraftKings. How often do we say shop within the same shop, right? Yep. So I just don't have to worry. I just have to worry about whether the Jets or Dolphins can ruin this, but I don't really think that's going to be an issue. So I started with that one. And then it was a lot of the win total related ones, right? The Jaguars, I've talked about being high on the Jags, but I'm not necessarily sold on betting them to win the division, even though I kind of like it. And I'm not I don't know if I want to run to bet their over regular season win total. Okay, so let me pick on a team I'm low on. Jags over Panthers. I don't know if I'm going to go lay 185. I actually think that's the one on this list that I'm not going to bet, but mainly just because I think, kind of like you identified, chasing some of those plus prices.
That's what I'm saying. You should
a little better.
That would also be my macro strategy, is go for shots.
Yeah, you could bet more and go for some shots. Yeah. Vikings over the Panthers, though, I'm betting that for sure. Minus 150. I'm a believer in the Vikings. I'm all completely out on the Panthers. I think minus 150 is cheap. Vikings plus 115 over the Steelers. Steelers, look, no shock at all if they end up being in that 6-7-8 win territory, but I think the Vikings have this high-end potential, man. And then the Jets. Cleve T.A. brought up the Jets yesterday,
yeah,
man.
Did.
This is a team I've been getting a little bit higher and higher and higher on over the past few weeks. Yeah, I'll pick on some of the bottom feeders. Jets over the Browns at plus money. Jets over the Panthers at over 2-1.
We don't say this often, but good job, DraftKings.
Really good job. I love this market.
Yeah, very cool. We talked about Kyler Murray being the starting quarterback for the Vikings earlier. Might as well broaden it to a whole NFC North discussion. Let's do that next. It's a numbers game at Visa, the Sports Betting Network.
A numbers game on Visa, the Sports Betting Network.
Football season is right around the corner. No, really. Go to your nearest corner, look around it, you'll see football. And just like the players, you need your reps before week one. Sharps has a free weekly league. The Sharps has a free weekly league that lets you practice the same football plays you already study: props, sides, totals, and combos. Here's how it works. Everyone starts with 10,000 chips. Build your stack, climb the leaderboard, sharpen your reads before the season kicks off. Enter at jointhesharps.com or scan the QR code on the screen. Use code VSIN50 for a 50% deposit bonus up to $100. That's jointhesharps.com and use promo code VSIN50. It's a nice graphic there on the screen as well.
Yeah, beautiful.
A lot of things happening up there. Did we talk about this before, while I was in San Francisco? Did I recommend the quarterback stock again this year?
Yes, you did.
Okay.
We talked about it quickly.
Really good. Joe Flacco featured Baker Mayfield. Cam Ward, Jaden Daniels.
Dustin and I had a quick conversation about it too, because we both agreed that we will likely, even though I have not seen an episode yet, definitely better chance of me seeing that than Hard Knocks.
Oh, for sure. I don't even think about Hard Knocks anymore.
Me either. Dustin,
don't even think about
it. And you know what? You and I have had the conversation. Dustin and I had never had the conversation together.
Yeah.
And he said what we always say. Just the formula. Like, the formula is played out.
It's played out. Yeah.
It was a great idea. It's a great idea.
It takes a specific team that has to have the good enough characters to make it work. A la Cleveland Browns, Baker Mayfield, Hugh Jackson. Who names their baby Carl? Coochie, coochie, coochie Carl back in the day. All that. The Cleveland Browns was a great one. Also, for those who like sports documentaries, have you seen Rafa, the Rafael Nadal documentary? Four-part series.
Oh, jeez.
Unbelievable. We had no idea what this dude went through with injuries to get to 22 Grand Slams. It's incredible. Rafa on Netflix as well. And then because people seem to like the Keith Urban Yacht Rock musical recommendation from earlier in the week, are you familiar with Will Ferrell's kid, Magnus Ferrell?
Besides the name.
Will Ferrell's kid, Magnus Ferrell, is an aspiring musical artist. He's not only aspiring, he is doing it and doing it well. He is 22 years old. He has a song out now that's called Asleep Talking. Asleep Talking.
Okay.
It is so awesome.
Really?
It is phenomenal. Smooth R&B. Great vocals, great groove. Magnus Ferrell.
Magnus.
Incredible. Like, I just couldn't believe it. Because he's sort of like that Will Ferrell body type. You don't expect this to come out of him. It's outstanding. Outstanding. Shout out to Magnus Ferrell for Asleepwalking.
I got lost in, I don't even know the name of it, but one of the...
Sleep Talking, pardon me.
One of the many, many, many Michael Jordan, like, mini docs.
Yeah.
Like, it was on NBA TV, and I, like, every time one comes up, I just sit down for, like, for whatever the remaining time is on it, just end up watching it. Because so, just, how many amazing Jordan stories are there from when he played? And they're all so good. I was trying to find it while you were talking, but I think it was the Hornets... He was playing. Do you remember this game where he was like, he started off miserable from the field, was like 2 for 10 or something like that through 3 quarters, and some nobody was like chirping at him like, good game, Mike. And then he goes and drops like 20 in the fourth quarter.
Oh, Kevin Garnett story. This sounds like the Kevin Garnett story.
Nah, when Garnett was.
Oh, because Garnett tells a story when he was like a kid.
That's right.
And J.R. Ryder was scoring like 30 on Mike. And Garnett was like hyping up his teammate, and J.R. Ryder was like, shut up. Shut up. What are you talking about?
It's every story where someone talks trash to Mike and he just shoves it in their face. It's amazing.
Who was the kid on the Bullets, the Washington Bullets, that scored 37 on Jordan?
Maybe this is where I was going. Maybe this is where I was going.
Washington Bullets had a kid. Oh, God, I forget who this was now. LeBradford Smith. LeBradford Smith scored 37 points on Michael Jordan. And I think it was a home and home where they played him again.
In the next game.
Jordan had. And so Jordan comes out the next game and he scores like 40 at halftime. Ridiculous.
I like the best part about Mike that I just... We always have to talk about how these guys have to act, right? It's not just play, but how do you act and carry yourself? Was there anything better than Michael Jordan just zero blanks given, right? Like, you're going to talk trash to me. I'm going to score all over you and then talk trash to you. Talk trash to your mom, probably. Talk trash to whoever afterward.
Yeah, the end of that Garnett story was Garnett telling Jerry, he's, you're right, man. I should have said, anything. We talked about Kyler Murray, the stated starting quarterback for the Minnesota Vikings by Coach Kevin O'Connell yesterday here while we were on the air. And I went through earlier, again, for whatever reason, and, who was it? Will? Yeah, Will earlier brought up the fact that Lombardi used to call him the mayor of Munchkinland. Mm-hmm. And people have this sort of, like, demeaning opinion of Kyler Murray. But in fact, when he has been healthy, as recently as 2021 and 2024, he has been really good, like cusp of top 10 NFL quarterback.
I mean, he's one of five, I think it's only five, Gil, in history that have gone for 2010 seasons at the quarterback position. 20 passing touchdowns, 10 rushing touchdowns.
Yeah. And by the way, all the numbers don't reflect necessarily his running numbers. And again, he's never played with receivers like this. Justin Jefferson, Jordan Addison, Juwan Jennings. What about the rest of this division? I'll, as much as people want to hype up the Vikings, it's still the Lions. Let's not get it twisted. Lions are going to be favored around 13 or 14 of their scheduled games. They got the sixth easiest projected schedule by DVOA. I mean, they're playing the Titans, the Giants, the Cardinals. Remember last year, talked about the Tigers having the best run differential in the AL? Well, the Lions had the best best point differential in the NFC North last year and finished last. They came in last, even though they were third in the league in DVOA. One of two teams along with the Seahawks to finish in the top 10 of DVOA in all three phases, and they had a bustle of injuries.
That was DVOA and Pro Football Focus, like all season long. Remember we kept talking about that for the last like month of the season?
So with all the Vikings talk on the air, it's still the Lions division. What about Green Bay and Chicago? Green Bay, I brought this up when we talked NFC North before I went to San Francisco for the summer. With Green Bay, remember, they've made the playoffs 3 years in a row, Green Bay.
Mm-hmm.
But they've made it as the 7 seed every year.
Yep.
And so Green Bay is one of these really interesting teams because you think of them, oh, they're a perennial playoff team. Yeah, but if we still only had 6 seeds, they would never have made the playoffs. And oh, by the way, if you then look at their 3 straight playoff performances, but instead look at it through total wins over that time span, they're 13th in total wins in the NFL over that time frame. So, and we still don't know when Micah Parsons is coming back. Mm-hmm. Is the biggest thing with this team.
They got holes on the offensive line. I don't really trust that receiving core. However, I think they're the most known team that we have heading into this season.
In that division?
Yeah. Yeah. And I think there is a relatively high floor, in my opinion, for Green Bay, because I think Jordan Love is so good. I think LaFleur is good.
I think it's a fascinating division, and I think Chicago might be the most fascinating of all.
I think it's a toss. I'm actually surprised you're that convinced that the Lions.
I am convinced it's the Lions.
For them, it's the schedule gives them such a high floor.
Yes.
Right? Like it's going to be very hard for the Lions to have a terrible season just because of the schedule. But like that defense, I think, is a nightmare.
Okay, speaking of nightmare defenses though. I mean the Chicago Bears. First of all, Caleb Williams to throw over 4,000 yards, book it. The Chicago Bears, you are going to get your first 4,000 passer this year.
And that, And that was the bet. I don't know if you were here for it or not. I did the same bet with the Cowboys last year. I went over their total points scored for the season.
That's right. Well, here's the deal. And the reason for that is because their offense, the Bears' offense, is going to be great. Their defense most likely will stink. Worst defensive DVOA projection this season. One of the biggest lopsided offensive projections versus defense that the model over there has ever spat out. And remember the thing with the defense. 18.3% of Chicago's defensive drives ended in a turnover last year. That's the highest turnover rate of the 2020s so far.
That's crazy.
They went 9-0 in games where they had multiple turnovers, 3-7 in games they didn't. Then 11.1% DVOA on first and second downs, 26th in the league, and then got ridiculously good on third and fourth downs. The problem is that it's what happens on first and second downs is the most predictive. So, by the way, they recovered 10 of the 14 fumbles they forced on defense. That's the second year in a row they've had unbelievable fumble luck. And for those who are shouting, what do you mean? Maybe it's a skill. No. Forcing fumbles perhaps is. Recovering fumbles is not a repeatable skill. And yet the Bears have done this for 2 years in a row.
Yep.
So between the first and second down performance on defense and the ridiculous turnover luck on their part on defense, it is just like the regression is coming. The offense is going to be on the field a whole bunch. And it's going to be a fascinating season in Chicago where, hey, Caleb Williams, maybe he is special.
Yeah.
But it's a great division. The bottom is the Vikings at 8.5 wins. The Packers and Bears are above them at 9.5. And there are the Lions at 10.5.
So this is where, and I know me and Will are kind of on the same page with this. This is just division odds though, Gil. I think that's so bunched, it would have to be Vikings or nothing for me if I was going to bet a division price. Same thing as the NFC South.
Yeah.
Just not good teams in the NFC South.
And again, I always put this disclaimer in. Think about what we think we know. And then everybody plays Survivor. Within 3 weeks, 70% of Survivor pools are done.
Yep.
Every year. That's what makes this the greatest reality show of them all. Coming back on A Numbers Game at Visa, the Sports Betting Network.
Numbers Game on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Numbers Game live from Circa Resort Casino, downtown Las Vegas, Nevada. A contest weekend coming up by the end of this month?
Yes.
For Circa?
Two weekends?
2 weekends from now. Excite. Very excite. 2 weekends or three?
Three weekends.
3 weekends from now. That's right. Looking forward to that. Folks coming back in town. We get tweets beating the book. No Emu Doug. AI can start with L.A. Wow. Why L.A.? You don't like L.A.? Glorious weather. Props Profit. That was a riffing off what Todd said earlier.
I mean, I sent Gil an AI song yesterday. There's AI's taking over. It really is.
Oh, it's it. Can I tell you something? I wish we could just go back to how it was.
Yeah, oh, me too.
A short while ago. Because, like, you go, it's like, is this a Bruno Mars? No, it's not a Bruno Mars song. Is this real news? No, it's not real
news. Was that Crosby, Stills, and Nash I sent you with Lil Jon on top of it?
First of all,
it's brilliant.
First of all, I get a message from Kelly on a platform I never get a message from Kelly on. I'm like, is Kelly? Yeah. It was a Crosby, Stills, and Nash with Lil Jon.
It's just Lil Jon. Yeah, I'll throw it in the middle.
That's fantastic. Let's see. Props Profit. A water from the heavens is Hilden water. You had this before? It's the best water I have had ever. They're a well-respected pizza place here in L.A. carries it, and they know everything about water. Fiji water is wholly toxic, he says.
Huh. Fiji's Hilden, nice. With a D?
That's what he said, with a D.
I've never seen this before.
Well,
It looks pretty fancy. We might have to give it a shot.
Well, we like a fancy water.
That's right, yeah.
GV, New Jersey, New York. Man, Gil's really sold on Tua, isn't he? No, it's just that we were tasked with talking about the best bets in that market, and for that, I love the Falcons. Because I do think beyond Tua, just look at the skill position players on that football team. And the defense, I know the James Pierce thing, I know what's going on. But the defense really showed signs last year at times. I just feel like they are the most talented team in that division, for sure. So I think the best way to play them is to pair them in that particular market. Rich Copro. I've been near Todd Wishnev in a sportsbook, South Point, when he would say things like, have you noticed that New Mexico always wins the second half? At that point, I would run to the window. Las Vegas misses you, Todd, he says. Kenny Dillingham, sexual. That is your real name. A tale as old as time. Kelly glazing the Bills and fading the Steelers into oblivion. What could possibly go wrong?
Yeah, that's right. 2026 football season's right around the corner. Let's go, Josh Allen, and see you later, Pittsburgh Steelers. Get out of my face.
Oh, God. Cubs fan 1643. He said, Kelly, he just noticed on head-to-head wins, he said ties are graded as losses, beware. I think you're thinking of...
I've exchanged with him a couple times. He's pretty sure.
He's pretty sure?
Sounded pretty sure, so...
Oh, because I thought he was referring to the one with the tie that has an option.
Yeah.
But he's saying that in the head-to-head it does?
Yeah.
The ones that we were talking about?
Yeah, the ties are... Well, ties are losses?
First of all, was it not prominently displayed, that language?
No, not at all.
Where did he find that language?
Yeah, I don't know. Cubs fan, if you listen, send me a screenshot of those houses.
No, I don't know, Cubs fan. I'm not sure if that's correct.
If he is, that's a killer to that market.
It is a killer to the market, and it's also, hey, DraftKings, you wanna let us know?
Yeah.
In a more prominent place that that's the case?
Because
why would you assume anything else?
Why would you assume anything? I mean, it's that type of market, that's a push. That's just a push every time.
Xavier 82. Todd, when you were betting the WNBA before Clark arrived and its popularity soared, could you bet game props like quarter totals that you do now? Oh, got a little upset with Todd. Maybe he didn't read in that voice. And that's
yeah,
just
I was going to say, I actually took that as a real question.
He says, I remember it being pretty limited a couple years ago. Tailed Danny Alvari. Swoon plays, he says.
Oh, blast from the past.
Daniele did not like being called Danny. That much I remember.
Yeah, that's right. Forgot about that.
PAW says Magnus should have taken dad's route. PAW, send me your address. I'm sending you a box of Q-tips for Christmas. Because if you can't hear that smooth, then you... I can't even... I don't even know what your ears are doing. It's so good.
What was it, a comment on Magnus?
He said Magnus should have taken dad's route, which is comedy, obviously. And he says he shouldn't be a singer is what he means. Let me tell you something. That song is a banger. It is fantastic.
First thing I'm putting on when I get in the car.
Dude, don't judge a book by its cover. Just listen. If I didn't tell you it was Magnus Farrell and then I gave it to you, you'd be all over it.
I know, like...
PAW, your address, Q-tips. Do you prefer the brand name or should I get the store brand for you?
I know a lot of people have turned on like just first of all that like comedies just like aren't in movie theaters anymore because you can't make any money off of it, right? So like they just don't make them. And I know a lot of people have like turned on like the Will Ferrells of the world of like he's in too much, he's not that funny anymore. Yeah. Can you imagine having Will Ferrell as your father, though? Like, that's got to be the most supportive, like, environment ever. I that's how I would imagine, having seen Will Ferrell in a million different interviews.
He never fails to crack me up.
He named his kid Magnus.
He did.
Named his kid Magnus.
Mm-hmm. By the way, that brings up a whole other topic. Comics that never made you laugh that people love. Robin Williams never made me laugh.
Ooh.
Like, not once.
Yeah. I mean, I liked some of the movies, but
yeah,
stand-up comedy though.
Just generally speaking, yeah, like no, people are dying laughing at his antics. I just never, yeah. Elena Rybakina plus 106 versus Coco Gauff. You think there's ever been a Robin Williams to Elena Rybakina segue ever? Elena Rybakina plus 106 versus Coco. That's the play in the semis in Toronto tonight at the Bank Tournament there in Canada. They're in the semis on the ladies' side in Toronto, semis on the men's side. By the way, three of the four men's semifinalists. American. Ben Shelton, Lerner Tien, Brandon Nakashima.
Whoa, where are you at?
And guess what? Rafa Hodar is going to beat them all.
Where's Big Foe at? Where's my guy at?
Big Foe's waiting for stateside. He's waiting for Cincinnati. I'm on Rybakina versus Gauff and one of the ladies' semis, Iga's in the other one. Let's go both, Rybakina and Iga. Also, of course, the Tigers, pardon me, Tigers, most wins in the month of August, 60-1, 7-2, off to a really good start. And then the 10-point teaser, again, not widely available anymore. These used to be a staple of preseason football, but you can find them in some places. I'm on the Dolphins Commanders over 25.5. These are the 10-point teasers. Dolphins Commanders over 25.5, Bucks Jets over 26, Rams Chiefs over 26.5. What could go wrong?
Cubs fan 1643 just made me so sad.
What'd he say? Oh no!
About the more wins than thing. I'm going to Tennessee this weekend. I was bringing money.
I'm still not buying it. I want to see the language.
Yeah, I got to figure that out.
And where did he find the language?
Yeah, that's the bigger question. Where'd you find it? Okay, preseason. Oh,
yes, he did. He found it. Once you put it in your bet slip. Once you put it in your bet slip. Thank you, Cubs fan. Then it appears.
Sure.
Well, that just killed that market a bit.
Yeah, that's cool. All right, anyways, preseason week one. Packers taking a point with. I've got the 6-point teaser Colts and Chargers up. Titans plus 2.5 and Chiefs money line. Yes, most of these have moved in my direction. All of them are being put up at Visa.com as soon as I bet them.
That is the sound of a very, very sad Kelly Bidlin and very sad for both of us who spent a lot of time on it today. But how would you know? How could you know?
Well, no, because there's no reason for me and you to ever put anything into a DraftKings bet slip because we can't bet it.
That's right. So we said it was like, these are what I would bet.
Although it is good to know, I guess, is that how DraftKings does things now? If you, like every house rule pops up in the bet slip?
By the way, DraftKings, shame on you for doing it that way.
Just put a little line at the top.
Also,
man.
Because it's like
it's one line.
You're way more likely to miss that after you've put it in the bet slip. Yeah, I mean, and when I say fine print, he gave us a screenshot. It is fine print.
I can already picture it without seeing it.
All right, look at that.
Golf
that
this right week.
There. That's how small it is.
Oh, yeah.
It's
like classic fine print, too, where there's 900 words in there.
Hey, remember DraftKings when I said earlier, hey, we don't usually say this, but good job, DraftKings. I take it all back.
Taking it all back. All right, St. Jude Championship this week. Sam Burns, Hideki Matsuyama, Colin Morikawa, Tom Kim in the outright market. Top 10 on all those guys as well. One top 20 on Victor Hovland. And matchups so far, Sam Burns over Xander Schauffele, Alex Smalley over Bud Cauley, Alex Smalley over Jordan Spieth. Any other ads that I have will be up at VSiN.com today. I'm sure I'll be messing around in first round leader market tomorrow.
All right, and then a bevy of picks from some of our guests earlier on the show today, including the great Will Hill, who was on, gave out some baseball plays. He is taking the Cubs, number one seed in the National League at 15-1. Cubs find themselves three wins behind the Brewers right now for the number one seed. Today, Major League Baseball, he's on the Tigers versus the Guardians. He's on the Yankees, Mariners under 8.5. Oh, and he also played the Tigers to make the playoffs at plus 155 as well. All of that from Will on the baseball side of things. In addition to Will Hill, a little later on the show, who we had on there? Nick Whalen? Nick Whalen had no plays. Did he have any?
We got nothing from Nick.
No. Who was in between? I'm forgetting somebody, wasn't I?
Nothing from Nick, nothing to
Spore.
From Todd, nothing
oh,
from
no,
Spore.
No, we didn't have specific picks. Those guys. Okay. Very good. PAW has tweeted me back. He says, Q-Tip is fine, brother. Just didn't feel it. I'll give it more time. Well, I appreciate that, PAW. That's good. Give it a little more. Give it a little another listen.
This is like
that's not one of those that requires a second listen, though. That's where the second you hear it, you're like, oh my God.
I'm putting
what
it on as soon
this?
As I get in the car. Yeah. This is annoying fine print, too. Are you kidding me? NFL ties do not count as wins, period. The team must have more wins than the other team, period. If both teams finish with the same number of wins, bets will be settled as lost? What?
Oy vey. Yeah, Denver Land says, once you attempt to bet it, the rules are clear. Yeah, if you have a magnifying glass. Prop Points is next. Enjoy from Visa, the Sports Betting Network.